Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I want to thank Jamie Belasia to come in while I rant and rave. I want to get him in on a regular basis for the nightly news, too. I'm going to come show you our new studio here in a minute, since you were last here. But finish up with your story about the three different types of cops on average. And you were kind of ranting about so-called drug interdiction officers.
You know, in cadet class, I looked around and it's almost like you can see the little puppy who's got their tongue dripping and wagging their tail everywhere, and they just want to impress somebody. That's the kind that will run after these rude, brutal cops and do their bidding and be trained by them. It's almost like, you know, Igor to Dr. Frankenstein. Then you've got your guys who have an idea of what's going on. They know how to survive. They know how to make it. With the department, they're going to do their job, but they're not going to go overboard and be ugly to the citizens. And then there seemed to be a lower percentage of us that actually went out of our way to help people out. There was more compassion, but you know, you have to balance that with the supervisors wanting you to bring in revenue, wanting to bring in the tickets, the arrest.
So it's just like we blame the TSA, but it's Congress that did it. They're to blame. Exactly. It's the people on top that are doing this.
That's right. And, you know, everybody talks about the brass going to their heads. It's like one of your best friends is a police officer who's a great guy you wanted to make calls with. If things got nasty, he was there with you, but he didn't make them go nasty. But then put some sergeant stripes on him, and then all of a sudden he became just like the jerk sergeant he used to complain about. It was, and yet the cool sergeants, the cool lieutenants, they've got to really watch their P's and Q's because those other guys are watching them to snitch on them or get them in trouble anytime they can. It's funny that analogy about high school, that plays all the way through with the police department. You've got the same thing happening. But when you're recruiting people and training them to use command voice to put fear in somebody, that if a police officer pulls you over and you start questioning like you did about the speed, it's almost like you spit in their face or something. They just go berserk on you, and all of a sudden you're getting arrested. That's not what we need out here. I was mentioning the drug interdiction officers. When I wanted to become a police officer, I thought, oh, I'm going to be helpful to people. When people are having emergencies and they call 911, I'll come running. I'll be like a hero kind of a guy. Instead, a drug interdiction officer has one purpose. That's to seize assets, drugs. But you know what? They even changed the directional enforcement of the laws on these interdiction officers. They don't want them catching the drugs going one direction. They want them catching the money going back towards the border. And that's been revealed in all the states.
Sure, they're letting the drugs in. Or they'll say, oh, we found drugs on your money. Let us keep $5,000. We won't indict you, knowing almost all money has drugs on it.
All money.
It's all these ridiculous games.
Yeah, it's a joke. That's why I think that passing some laws, which I don't really, you know, advocate passing more laws, but passing
laws to suppress unconstitutional laws
that will make them use that forfeited money to fix the problem, get people some treatment, get people some job training, open up some opportunities for somebody to get out of it.
Make them get rid of the problem instead of making it bigger.
Exactly. Stop forcing them into gangs.
But every police officer I talk to says the same thing pretty much. They all get it now.
Well, the ones that don't talk to you.
I was about to say, I say all the cops in Austin listen. I guess that's the ones that listen say hi.
Right. That's right. The ones that don't agree with us, they're the jerks. They're waiting to see us have a defective taillight so they can pull us over and shoot us with a taser, you know.
Wow. Have you ever had any of them threaten you?
I've got a bit of a reputation that I don't get threatened. They know who I used to be, and it wouldn't take much to get me back there. I try to be a reasonable person.
Yeah.
But I won't let anybody brutalize me or push me around. I can always pass a polygraph. If I had to, if it came down to a cop lying to me, I always tell people if I ever get busted for drugs, they planted them, and I'll take whatever testing I have to prove.
Jamie Bellagio, come in a few weeks again on the Nightly News and pop, and stop by here.
Right.
DWIDude.com. And come in sometime, tell us some cop stories. Those are always interesting.
I'll bring Steve with me.
Yeah, yeah. Have both at the end. I'll see you guys now on the news.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this eighth day of August, 2014. This is our live Friday edition. I will be in studio this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live from the InfoWars.com News Center, deep in the heart of Texas, coming to you from FEMA Region 6, from Austin. Wow, where to begin yet again? Mark Dice, media commentator with a lot of breaking intel, is joining us. We also have other guests coming on later in the transmission as well. My cousin Buckley Hammond will be in studio. He was born and grew up in Guatemala. He has dual Guatemalan citizenship. And I thought you should hear from him just the stories of living in Guatemala, I guess, till he was 6 or 7 years old. And just routinely, the market being blown up, cars being machine gunned off the road, his brother kidnapped. This is what it's like to live in a middle class area with your own property in Guatemala. So We're going to hear all about that coming up. And, of course, Joe Biden says all children in the world are our children. He means Democratic Party's children. And they must be brought into the state, raised by the state, and given positions in the state. They are that national security force, just as big, just as strong as our military. And a bunch of White House-run Democratic Party websites and news services came out when I talked about that a few weeks ago with our guest who was on air and said, oh, look how crazy they are, claiming these kids are a political force to take over like a Hitler Youth. That's in the future. And that's what major political scientists at UC Davis and others are saying. But more importantly, that's what the Ford Foundation said back in the 60s they were going to do with Henry Ford's money after he'd been gone a while, was to break the country up and do just what's happening. We've been warning of it. So we've got all the latest news on that. A clip coming up. Border Patrol agent, senior agent, these people are coming here to do horrible things. And that integrates in with another clip. Mainstream media says Americans against wide open borders are anti-immigration. Now, we just don't want to lose our citizenship and become total vassals of this new world order. Just like I'm against this Pacific Treaty, this Asian Pacific Treaty that's got 30 parts, only one part's been released that ends internet freedom. And it allows corporations that run the treaty and are setting up the new global government to merge with the EU and the North American Union to control everything. And the treaty is secret. By the way, Australians, in their news at least, are freaking out about this and just put a new government in and are repealing the carbon tax. And I'm not saying there's some paragon, but because they've gone deeper down the rat hole in some ways than we have under globalism, but they're freaking out over their government secretly signing on to treaties that they're not allowed to see. I mean, that is the definition of a totalitarian system. And they boil it down to, oh, you don't like children, huh? There you go. There's the headline. Boom. July 17th, Australia becomes first developed nation to repeal carbon tax. He pledged to get rid of it last year. He got elected in a landslide. And the system already taps his phone and knows this, but I have it from three different high-level sources that their new leader in Australia wants to restore their Second Amendment, their right to guns, is anti-New World Order, and wants prosperity for their country the old-fashioned way. Just got chills, folks. Very exciting. They have closet info warriors out there all over the place who are not going to put up with this garbage anymore, who aren't going to pay the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and the UN their carbon tax, who want prosperity like America used to want. These victories get me so excited because we can turn this around. I still know we can. Yes, the West is corrupt. Yes, the world is declining. Yes, there's a lot of problems, but we've got to try to fix things because it's too serious if we let the full collapse happen. It's too horrible. And we've got to struggle even in the collapse so that people know we struggled and we tried to fix things, so we build systems at a micro level that can be duplicated to try to restore civilization, restore honor, and an age of chivalry to go to the stars, and to let our children and grandchildren enjoy the true fruits of technology, the life extension, and to allow all this high tech to develop true transparency and culture, and it could be a new golden age, ladies and gentlemen. Instead of the globalist, new age, dark age, counterfeit system of total enslavement. See, the New World Order always has counterfeits within counterfeits, and I'm going to get to all the huge news. The Illuminati, founded in the 1770s, was set up long before 1776. In Germany and France, on record, is a real organization, real society. And it has vestigial organizations today that I'm going to break down here in a moment. But they went out, and of course, a letter carrier got struck with lightning with high-level, decompartmentalized, command-level orders from Adam Weishaupt for Illuminati leaders in Germany and France, only about 14 of them, to pose as freedom lovers, to pose as people that wanted to bring in a system of renaissance to pose as folks that wanted to overthrow the corrupt monarchies, when in truth all Adam Weishaupt and others wanted was to overthrow the existing order to bring in their order of 1984 literal total oppression, trampled and being trampled upon. So if you go to the technicals, those of us that really want liberty and freedom, you could call the Illuminati. Because we're the type of people who just want freedom and family rights and the right to self-defense and individualism. Well, the globalists came in, the proto-globalists, the Jacobins of 250 years ago, they saw a renaissance leading to revolution all over the world to bring in a new expanded renaissance, so they simply tried to hijack the revolutionary fervor that was already there. Where have you seen that before? Real beef with Russia in Ukraine? Globalists hijack that, bring in a George Soros EU takeover system to replace one tyranny with one even far worse. A lot of Arabs want freedom across the Middle East. They're tired of being oppressed. They're tired of whatever, you know, different issues they're dealing with. Come in with Google and Facebook and Twitter. Game the revolution. Put Al-Qaeda Lite and IS and Muslim Brotherhood in control to bring down all the existing systems that had stability and freedom compared to what they now have. And brand it as freedom. So that's why I've said before, and people have taken it out of context as they do, I don't care. I expect liars to do that. Fine. People will then see that, come here, and find the truth. That you could say that, yes, George Washington was in the Illuminati. You could say, I'm in the Illuminati, but I don't go to any secret meetings. I'm not any part of any secret organization. But I believe in human illumination. I believe in light. I believe in freedom. I believe in justice. I believe in transparency. I believe in the right of free association. And George Washington and many got sucked into the Illuminati on record for a few years. But then they turned against it, and George Washington turned against the French Illuminist and wrote scores of letters that are public that you can read at the Library of Congress. Just type in George Washington's letters to the Illuminati, click Google Images, and you'll see hundreds of copies. You can follow the links to the Library of Congress. And I've actually gone to the Library of Congress and been allowed in, because they have them on display in his papers, and was allowed to even look at them 6 years ago. I have looked through the glass at his letters saying how evil the Illuminati is, how they hijack liberty movements, how they're there to really bring in a tyranny, to overthrow one tyranny, to replace it with one far worse. So, again, the reason I bring that up is they're masters of infiltrating. They're masters of hijacking things. But in the end, they don't deliver, like Obama claiming all this change, or Bush claiming he wouldn't be involved in foreign entanglements and wanted to cut the government, or Bill Clinton. They all work for the same combine. And here's the headlines. CNN poll, trust in government at all-time low. Remember Infowars.com last week? Linking to foreign news and foreign documents, showing that the Ebola outbreak was already a pandemic, and then it was being covered up, and then DrudgeReport.com linked to our story, and then it was forced to be picked up, and now the head of Good Samaritan was on C-SPAN criticizing Drudge, saying, yes, it's true, it's a pandemic, but Drudge shouldn't be telling people about it. Yeah, let's not tell people so they can get prepared in case something happens. Let's keep people in the dark, you see. And that's what the Illuminati does, the bad Illuminati, the real Illuminati, is they say they're trying to protect you by keeping you in the dark. And now they've got people testifying in Congress that DrudgeReport.com linked to Infowars.com and other articles, some of them mainstream, proving there was a cover-up. And then they admit, yes, there was a cover-up, but we're bad for telling the truth. Meanwhile, the UN has now come out and said Ebola is an international health emergency, World Health Organization. So, sorry we told you about it a week and 3 days before it was mainstream. I apologize. And, you know, sorry about everything else, too. By the way, Drudge linked to our article and our video that we first found and made it go viral of the cops saying, I don't have to follow the Constitution because Obama doesn't. That's now on CNN, Fox News.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is bigger than Ebola and the estimated 1,000+ people that have it, and that's a conservative number with it spreading. And again, I'm not saying Ebola is going to come kill us here or even going to break out here. All I know is that they've never brought it in someone who's a vector, who is contaminated and can spread it to the United States, to Spain, to Germany. And there's a lot of weird PSYOP stuff going on and some big genetic engineering companies we're looking at with these vaccines and treatments, that this may be the primer for a contrived outbreak or something down the road to try to make literally hundreds of billions of dollars off of an Ebola vaccine that they can then piggyback something else into. The reason we say that, they've done this before. They've been caught adding stuff to vaccines. They've been caught releasing things before. I mean, it's been declassified. Everybody knows about that. The H1N1 was a viral simulant for a genetically engineered, dialed down virus to simulate flu spread the year before they officially released it and called it a pandemic when it wasn't a pandemic. Then they rolled out the vaccine that had incredible health problems and lowered immune systems, according to the Canadian government. Then I had Wolfgang, I think it was Wudarg on. I forget the exact, I'm going from memory. The head of the EU Commission, check that for me, because there's two different Wolfgangs. I may have conflated one of them. To say that it was genetically engineered, and that they'd looked at it, and that it was all a big staged event. Well, here's this headline. Samaritan's purse chief admits Ebola out of control, close quote, slams Drudge for reporting it. I look at the Drudge report. It can drive a lot of panic. So we have Geraldo Rivera, and we have congressional testimony bashing the Drudge Report. And again, why do I defend the Drudge Report so much? Not just that Matt Drudge is a trailblazer and links to our news stories that keep being proven to be accurate, and he believed in us and did the research and knows we're at least trying to get it right. We make mistakes sometimes. So we're in the same boat in many respects, and we're libertarian paleo-conservatives, I think it's fair to say, constitutionalist. But we're in the same boat. If they can take down Drudge, you got the Pentagon talking about him, you got the White House doing it, they can take everybody down. And it just shows how the elite aren't all powerful, that Drudge was linking to German newspapers, French newspapers, Infowars.com, analyst experts coming out and saying they're covering up the Ebola. It was credible what we were saying. It's been confirmed today by the World Health Organization that, yes, it's a pandemic, yes, it's a crisis, yes, it's worse than we thought. Well, it's come out they were covering it up. We were right. These articles ran last week, early last week, middle of last week, through the weekend. Geraldo Rivera freaked out. A bunch of people freaked out. But we're just reporting the truth. And now they admit we're correct, but Drudge is bad. And again, Drudge is now the figurehead of independent, non-state-run media. You got to pick one figurehead worldwide, like Ron Paul's the figurehead of libertarianism. Matt Drudge is the figurehead, but also there's a real person behind it. But still, the symbol, the flag of internet freedom, libertarian type ideas. So they're all hating him. We have to recognize that because we have power, because we're effective. I want you to know the good news. The government has the lowest approval rating ever. I'm going to cover that after the break. Let's go to this Good Samaritan clip.
Again, I will say that Ebola is out of control in West Africa, and we are starting to see panic now around the world. People want to know. I don't know about you folks. I look at the Drudge Report. It can drive a lot of panic. And, you know, there's a guy in New York. There's a woman in England. There's six people have been tested in the United States. There are reports that there are 340 Peace Corps workers coming back. I greatly appreciate the help of the CDC. They have, in fact, Dr. Frieden and I personally have spoken, and they have, in fact, helped articulate their procedures and protocols for Americans returning into this country. And we are grateful for that. While our Liberian...
You know, I don't think he's even so much bashing Drudge as the media spun it that way. But the issue is drive a lot of panic, and then they go on to admit, but it is spreading, it is getting worse. Ebola, an international health emergency, World Health Organization. Are they driving panic? The UN Health Agency is calling for global response to the West Africa epidemic to stop and reverse the spread of the disease. What they really don't like is that InfoWars.com, DrudgeReport.com, and others know what's going on. We break the stuff first, and then it doesn't allow them to control the narrative. That's what they're really upset about. Not that we're causing panic. We're trying to cause a response.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
You filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. My cousin, Buckley Hammond, who grew up the first 5, 6, 7 years, I don't know, of his life in Guatemala, is just going to give you a little perspective of what it was like then. Now it's rated even worse. And that's where the majority of this new wave of 17% of them are children. But if it's a 50-year-old serial killer, you're not allowed to stop them. even if they've been deported six times. You've got to let them come back and murder a Border Patrol agent and his father who are fishing right in front of their mother just to take their wallet. That's the funny thing. These folks come out of Mexico and Latin America, they mainly prey on other Hispanics. But if you don't want Hispanic Americans being murdered en masse or being fed on by drug gangs, you're racist. So we're going to talk to Buckley Hammond, my cousin, who helped start InfoWars 19 years ago, who now has come back to the team last year. He's here with us. So that's coming up in a few minutes. But here's the headline. Border Patrol agent. These people are coming here to do horrible things. Here's the clip.
So if we can't go out and do our job, and we're going to practice this this policy of catch and release where Border Patrol catch people, these are not people that are just coming here to work as the so-called line is fed to us. These people are coming to do horrible things, and I think the murder of Agent Vega shows what these people are capable of. And so we have this situation where we catch them, and then when they're turned over to ICE, they are being ordered to be released. And how is that an effective border strategy, and how any politician, the president included, can justify that is beyond me.
Right. And again, our clip system has been jittering a bit lately. We're going to get to the bottom of that because we're not editing these clips. They're just jumping around. But you got the basics of what he was saying there. You know, it's not our in-house video-produced clips and news that are jittering. I think it's the way we're downloading them. I think you're going to find the issue there. Continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, with the InfoWars.com news. Mainstream media, though, is saying Americans against wide open borders are anti-immigration, but no other civilized country has opened its borders as widely as America has. Kit Daniels breaks it down, what KVEO-TV is reporting, that anyone, including ranchers that are being robbed on a weekly basis, who doesn't want to have open borders is basically a racist. So this is the mindlessness of it. And then you've got the dumbed-down propaganda of people like the vice president a few days ago saying, these are all our children. Meanwhile, they made a deal a year ago in Guatemala to bring these people in and to allow Guatemala to allow people from Central and South America to come through. And Mexico has a deal now on record, an international racketeering, smuggling, drug trafficking, money laundering deal with the Obama administration to let their people through and turn the Border Patrol into a conveyor belt to deliver the illegals and to bust them anywhere they want to go in the country. 17% is the latest numbers in the new Border Patrol report that leaked last week, pointing out that thousands are from Ebola-stricken countries. Thousands more from Al-Qaeda and IS-linked countries. And again, I'm not wringing my hands in fear of the Ebola. It just shows the recklessness. I'm not wringing my hands in fear of the Al-Qaeda people. Even if they were to blow up a bunch of stuff, okay, kills a few thousand people, I'm sad that happens. Statistically, cars, cancer, heart attacks, electrocution, drowned, it's all much more dangerous. It's like I'm not scared of great white sharks. Be a terrible way to get killed, but, I mean, five people a year on average get killed by it. The point is, it shows the whole war on terror is a facade and an excuse to bring in a police state that takes all of our rights. So let's go to that clip, because I mentioned Biden again yesterday saying this and saw a comment on YouTube saying I was a liar. He hadn't said this, so here's the clip.
These are not somebody else's kids. These are our kids. These are the children that lift the national ambitions of each of these countries aloft. And it's a tragedy for the countries who are losing them and for us not being able to solve every one of their problems.
Oh, you can't abort all of them. And now all the conservatives and Christians and Christian conservative libertarians and constitutionalists that are against aborting nine-month-old babies that could just be delivered and instantly adopted up, and the mother could be paid $50,000 to $200,000 by the adoption agency for the healthy baby. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed babies, $400,000, black-haired, green-eyed babies, 500, 600 grand. Hispanic babies, 150 grand. Black babies, 50 grand. I'm sad. That's just a market. I think all the babies are worth the same. It's come out the CPS has quotas on kids that the adoption agencies want, and they end up getting money for it. It's a huge criminal racket. Most of the CPS are actually private guilds and groups. There are some people that work in the foster system that aren't even bad, but at the top, it's big spiders running the operation. And no one's going to cry out for those kids, or the kids having radiation tested on them or pesticides tested on them. That even comes out in New York Daily News. Nobody gets in trouble killing little black kids with pesticides. No one tells the women that if they call the phone number on those billboards that Catholic charities and others put up that say pregnant scared, that you'll end up getting everything paid for to have your baby and money at the end of it. You just go in, you get an abortion that doubles your chances of different types of uterine cancer, all sorts of other issues. No one tells you that. And, oh, it's because Joe Biden loves the children. Don't we have a video of the birth of Joe Biden? Can you guys cue that up? John Bound knows where it's at. It's the birth of Obama, I think, caught on tape is the name of it. And it's satire, but... we cue that up, we can play it. The point is they can care less about these kids, and they have no moral high ground, when plus 17% of the illegals pouring in are the kids. We're going to talk about what the border's like here in a moment with Buckley Hammond. First off, you've already started to hear rave reviews about DNA Force. We won't get more of it for 10 weeks. We're going as fast as we can. This is our proprietary blend of the true, organic, made-in-America, not synthetic, patented, known things like PPQ and CoQ10 and a bunch of other stuff, where one ingredient in the bottle costs us $40. That's why it's $130. Formulas that aren't even as good, high-powered, nutraceutical-type stuff, is $600 to $1,000. So that gives you an idea of why it's sold out in one day. We're going to get a lot more of it next time if we're able to. We're working on that right now, because this stuff is basically pharmaceutical grade. That's what they call it, nutraceutical. I've been on it a few months, incredible response. Other people in the office are on it. They're kind of going, man, that stuff's even more amazing. We don't have it. We don't have this little gem either yet for a few months because we're busy getting the patent pending and trademarking it and stuff. But this is something entirely new that no one else has that I've been taking. And people said my eyes look clearer, you name it, because I lead a very stressful life. Sorry, both these things are unavailable at InfoWarsLife.com. But what is available is Survival Shield Super Nascent Iodine, the only source sold anywhere from deep beneath the earth, between 7,000 and 12,000 feet, pure purple crystals that are then aerosolized. Forget the term of it, when you take a solid and turn it into a gas like this where it actually... It's an interesting term. My dad was talking about this morning, and we have video of it on a hot plate there of your TV viewer. The crystals that we have been with the proprietary system mixed into the organic palm oil, and they just take the gas and mix it into the organic palm oil, and it is just unbelievable what it does in the body, just going through the body, detoxifying, grabbing onto the bad halogens like fluoride and bromine and bromide. It's simply incredible. And we have X2 for $29.95. Leading competitors are double the price, half the strength. That was with the old iodine survival shield that I think is better for kids. Consult your physician because it's not as strong. This stuff is just, there's nothing like it. X2. And it helps fund InfoWars and our operation. And I take it morning, noon, and night. Now, I did go through the detoxing the first 2-3 weeks when I took it. I was warned about that. But then after that, it's just like clarity. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. From my perspective, what I had happened with myself, friends, and family, you've heard the rave reviews. Bottom line, try X2. Try Survival Shield. Try Fluoride Shield. Try Lung Cleanse with all the key essential oils concentrated, organic, 3 shots in the mouth. Then you inhale, just get a little bit in the lungs. Amazing what it does when I have a sore throat or my larynx is worn out. We still have some of that. the colloidal silver bullet is almost sold out. It'll probably be a month till we get more of it in. Proprietary, powerful nano silver, $19.95. It's just relabeled from one of the biggest high quality manufacturers out there in a large food company, organic food operation. Sells the same thing for $29.95, just to give you an example of what we do. The highest quality slash the prices. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And guys, I don't have much water left in here. Do me a favor, give me some water so I can. Oh, my cousin's got over. He's got some water here so I can mix this up. Thank you, bro. And I'm going to take my noontime dose. Ah, delicious. InfoWarsLife.com. Take the challenge, 888-253-3139. Now, my cousin grew up in Guatemala. I'll have him tell you the story and just hit some of the high points or low points. Beautiful country. Got to see volcanoes erupting. Interesting people. Just south of Mexico. Used to be part of Mexico, but Santa Ana made them mad, so they broke away like Texas did. He was such a thug, increasing taxes, trying to take their guns. He grew up there because my aunt and uncle were down there working on, well, I guess they bought property and had a coffee plantation. But the issue was a lot of his Vietnam buddies were moving down there, so he moved down there. And he can tell you the rest of the story of what Guatemala's like. And by the way, he was there in the 70s and early 80s. When it was bad. It is now, by every metric, much worse. An absolute hellhole. Beautiful place, but a green hell. And Buckley Hammond, one of the original Info Warriors, now back on the team after a decade in Chicago, up there working for Big TV. Buckley, tell folks, just I have no idea even what you're going to break down. I know some of the stories. Your brother kidnapped, all of it. Go through those stories, people, so they understand what's coming up here. And that Joe Biden says there are children. It's our responsibility. Can't take care of your kids. You're going bankrupt. Have trouble getting off work to pick your kids up at school. Doesn't matter. These are your kids. The whole world's your responsibility or you're racist. So, Buckley Hammond.
Exactly. First of all, let me just say that the whole magnitude of this experience isn't lost on me. I'm really, really happy to be here talking to you and talking to your more than 3 million daily listeners that, to me, represent the core of a new renaissance, of a new field of thought in the world that we're spreading liberty. And I'm really excited to be here, so let me just get that out of the way. Regarding Guatemala, you know, it's a really long and interesting subject. You could pore over books and read Wikipedia articles and et cetera about it all day long. And it's just been a century of conflict down there. And when you're talking about the violence that is occurring there down there now, unfortunately, that's not a new phenomenon. And there's a duality to this that I think is really important to understand is that, yes, it has always been very violent down there, but the nature of the violence has changed. If you go all the way back into the history of Guatemala, obviously it was colonized by the Spaniards, and the Spaniards were there for a long time. They brought a lot of really positive, interesting things to the culture. Their architecture is still there, and it's really gorgeous and beautiful. But you know, they did all the Indians were basically their indentured servants, and you had everything that is you know, endemic to most of the colonial experiences around the world. In the 1950s, and this is a story that every conspiracy theorist should know because it's not a theory, it's an actual fact.
CIA coup.
Exactly. In the 1950s, United Fruit, with the help of the CIA, deposed a president named Jacobo Arbenz. And they basically just went in there just exactly like the globalists are doing now, but it was a lot more brazen because they just came in with their guns, and they just took control of the whole situation so that people like Bob Dole of, you know, Chiquita Banana, which is now which was United Fruit, could get their way. You know, they just marched in there with guns and just made whatever they needed to happen. And so I would highly suggest that people go and read about that because that's a really, really interesting and really just open, naked view into the nascent globalists. Power structure.
And it's easy to say, oh, that's third world people, let them do it. Now they're doing it to us.
Absolutely. They're turning it around. And, you know, the sad thing is that after that happened, in the 1950s, from 1960s, there has been a civil war in Guatemala from the 1960s all the way through to 1996. Now, that is 36 years. 36 years that the country has been racked, you know, with a violent, violent civil war. And the majority of that is basically just this revolving door of people in power and leftist and socialist and actually communist, like Russian supported insurgents, you know, that were attacking a government that was backed by the CIA in the United States. And it just went back and forth and back and forth. So the country is just riddled with bloodletting that's been going on for generations. Now, what is significant about that is the fact that now, you know, now the Civil War is supposedly over, right? But what has happened is you've had generations and generations of people who have known nothing but violence and have been racked back and forth by violence. And basically all the power structures that are there, like the police and any sort of way to keep civil calm, has been almost completely deconstructed. So at this stage right now, Guatemala is, instead of having two forces that are sort of fighting each other, it's become an absolute cesspool of horrific, absolute horrific violence against you know, the people themselves.
It's anarchy. What all these anarchists want is Guatemala. This is what government devolves into, an absolute nightmare instead of a very small constitutional government.
Exactly. And there is an article that I read a long time ago, and I went back and I looked it up again, and it was just very startling and very visceral. And it really sort of details the horror that these people live through on a daily basis. And it was in the New Republic, and it's called The Most Dangerous Job in the World. And basically, it's a story about how 900 Guatemalan bus drivers were killed by thugs and gangsters and murderers over the course of a year. So I would highly suggest people go and read that. I think
900. And again, that's what's coming here, because it's not just Guatemala. All of Central and South America is descending into road warrior frothing and sanity, and our government is...
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541 229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I'm your masters of war. Here they build the big guns.
The globalists have deliberately destabilized Central and South America. They're now moving to destabilize North America. They've started with Mexico, and this is part of their larger plan. So anyone who's for all these illegals pouring in wants to destroy the country. Period. You can say, oh, it's for children all day. Bull. Buckley, get back into the 900 bus drivers killed in 1 year to the point of buses just stop moving. This is the insanity of an unstable country where people only know how to rob and steal when the country goes completely bad. And now the crime rate is exploding across the Southwest as the crime wave out of Central and South America conduits up through Mexico in a deliberate plan. Buckley, break down the stories.
Well, you're right. When violence gets to that level, it just creates it's like your body like locking down in toxic shock. You know, it just nothing can work. I mean, how can bus drivers and people who drive trucks with products on the back make it from point A to point B, you know, without being robbed at gunpoint? And so it's a really, really vicious circumstance. And one of the things that I'd like to do is just sort of relate a couple of stories that happened to me personally when I was growing up in Guatemala. I was born in 1974 in Guatemala City in the Aurora Hospital down there. And I lived there for until I was about 11 years old. We came back in 1986. And the first story that I'm going to tell is about some friends of my parents. And this was before I was even 1 year old. It was, the woman's name was Elsa Schumann, and the little boy, his name was Jonas, and he was my friend. You know how like little pre-toddler babies will
have. Let me clear, your dad was down there as a missionary, ran a Christian school too.
Exactly. And so one day they went downtown. The wife and the young boy went downtown to go to the market, and a bomb exploded nearby them, and they were both severely injured. The little boy Jonas died, and the mother gave my mom a teddy bear that I have kept with me my whole life. It's been in my bed for my whole life. And that's, to me, is sort of a reminder of where I came from. And it's a really stark reminder that, you know, children and everybody else is a danger and as collateral damage in this war. You know,
now, was that a loving communist bomb that killed him?
Absolutely. It was a loving communist bomb. So another story was that my mom and I were downtown at one point, going to the market. Actually, it was the bank, if I remember correctly. We were in the bank, and a car bomb blew up outside. All the plaster was coming off the walls, et cetera. I remember that very clearly. So I very nearly was in one of those circumstances, too. Another story that I have is that we used to drive together all together in a sort of a armored car to go to school. And one time we were coming off of an exit on a highway, much like a circular, like when you come off the exit and you have to turn around a circular way to go down. And there was a big shootout in front of us. It was an assassination, and a bunch of people just shot the car in front of us. And our driver drove off the road, went off-roading, and drove off. And we just saw the aftermath of that. And I remember my mom reminded me of this today, this morning, that when we were driving around, she used to play a game where she would say, duck, and we would all have to duck, you know, and it was really just preparing us for the next time that there was, a fusillade of bullets and guns.
And, of course, guns were banned there, but it was a total hellhole.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like Mexico. And once a civil war, a mafia war breaks out, once we accept a gangster culture, you don't hardly ever come back. You can knock Christians all day, and America hadn't been perfect, but we've been a lot more stable than other nations. That's what made the wealth. And now we're converting to a gangster culture, and our government wants it to happen. I want to hear more of these stories when we come back, Buckley Hammond, in the next hour. But first off, in the 30 seconds we've got left, why do you think the system wants to do this here?
Well, I think they want to implode it from the inside. I mean, it's like injecting a cancer. It's like putting polonium inside of somebody's body. You know, it's if you take people that have lived in that circumstance and you put them inside of a normal society, we're soft, aren't we?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies, many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.